السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. أما بعد, in this Mubarak time, what Allah love versus what we love. I have a beautiful message from you, for you. And this message is not from me, because I cannot, really. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amazing. I'm going to send you now a comprehensive message. I want you to listen to it carefully and read the verses by yourself. Chapter 17, chapter Al-Isra. And this, in this chapter, okay, I want you to read beginning from verse 82, and keep going until verse 87, okay? And also read also verse 89. Now, let's go step by step. Now, 83. Or let's go 82. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in verse 82, what he said? He said, and from Quran, we reveal what is cure and mercy to the believer. And zalimeen, the oppressor, they will not gain except more sorrow and lost. What it mean, this verse? Quran is a cure of what I have in my chest, is a cure for any illness, if I'm a believer. What happen if I do not take it as a cure and rahmah from Allah to me? The Quran will not do anything to me except make me a loser. I want you to hear it carefully. If the Quran do not make me close to Allah, if the Quran do not make me close to Akhirah, if the Quran do not cleanse me from dunya and the attachment of dunya, if the Quran do not make me close to Allah, if the Quran do not cure my chest from all the diseases, if I do not use Quran as a cure, what will happen? I lose the cure, I lose the rahmah, and I will be a loser. Think. After that, verse 83, very powerful. Very powerful, and I see it alive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and if Allah send you bounty to any man, meaning mankind, he become arrogant and ego, and turn back to Allah, meaning turn his back, astaghfirullah alim, to Allah, meaning we become busy with the toys of dunya. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start decreasing or take some of his toys of dunya, كان يأوسا, he become miserable, sad, going crazy. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said after that in 84. Say, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone do according to what you're doing. Your Lord, he know who is guided and who is not. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we even hear three messages. I want you to read it. read it by yourself. And read even a few verses before and a few verses after. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi Allahu Akbar. How many people, once Allah take a little bit of dunya, or something I like, or a son, or a daughter, or a husband, or a wife, or business, or health, we go crazy. We lose in it. We become impatient. We lose our iman. We lose our hidayah. This is, we have a problem. What it meaning now? I'm a zalim. I'm an oppressor. Oppressor to myself because I'm leading myself to hellfire. I'm a loser. I'm among the miserable one. Dunya and akhirah. Be careful. Because talk is easy. And everybody, when Allah give, everybody, mashallah, alhamdulillah. But the early people said, is your mood, alhamdulillah, in a time of giving, equal your mood in a time of taking? Is your tranquility within, in a time of giving, equal the tranquility within in a time of taking? Because very soon you will need it, especially when you get sick. And all of a sudden, no value. No value for your money. No value for your son and daughter. No your value for wife and husband. No value for nobody. When everybody looking at you and waiting for you to die, by this way he can inherit. When everybody do not care, and you becoming miserable inside, lonely, disgraced, and nobody care for you. This is the price of people who live selfish, greedy, and want everything the way they want. But if I'm living a journey of Iman, if I'm taking Quran as a cure of my body illness, and my soul illness, and the disease of the heart, I will be a giver. I will love to give more than take. And I promise you, when I get sick, many people will want to serve and care for me. And most of all, in the moment of death, the angel of Rahmah will come to care about me. Allah will take care about me. I will be among the winner. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I don't want to talk too much. I'm not feeling like talking too much. Read the verses. Question yourself. Question yourself which one you are in. Which one who you are. Is me going in the right path? Is me giving and taking equal in my heart? Is me love to give above to take? Is me when Allah give or Allah take is equal in my heart? Is me working for akhirah? Is me taking Quran as a cure of what I have in my chest? Questions, especially at this time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Mubarak time and make us among the winner, not the loser. Among the one who take Quran as a cure. Among the one who Allah make the Quran rahmah over us. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.